how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Hey guys, Dr. Fiona Lovely here. This is Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, making hormones make sense. And I've missed chatting with you. And I have to say, I am really working on my self-care in this time. But I felt like I really needed to just drop you a little love note via the podcast to let you know I'm still thinking of you and that I am working on new material for the fall. And we're doing some fun things, moving the podcast website around. So be watching for some notification on that as well. And to those of you who are enrolled in the Menopause Help Guide, I hope you have found the content of that to be as helpful for you as I envisioned for it. So I hope everyone's having a great summer. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, I should say that. It's been really hot here in Western Canada, which is unusual for us to be this hot for this long. So I guess we're taking advantage of that expanded growth season. Let's put it that way. So I have been working on self-care. Some days I do better at it than others, and so I'm human like everybody else. So if you're giving yourself a hard time recently, don't know that there will be ebbs and flows of your energy, and that's just the that's nature. Look at how the ocean moves and how plants grow and how the sun comes up and goes down. It's the ebb and flow. Don't be hard on yourself. I have been playing with a grounding exercise that I'm going to share with you today that has implications for your pelvic organs, your reproductive organs, and probably secondarily into the endocrine system. And I thought I'd share that with you. I don't know if you've noticed, but first of all, time is moving really quickly, and that the world has lost its damn mind. Politics has become a circus. We have natural disasters happening like crazy. I was going to say like spreading like wildfire, but it's not very funny when you're living in an area that is having the worst fire season we've seen in a very long time. And so in numerology, this year is a 1 year, which is when we tend to have those disasters and grandiose change of guard, if you will, and not soon enough for me, but that's another situation for another time, for another podcast, and probably not my podcast. Anyways, I think that a grounding exercise for all of us can be really, really helpful. You know, one of the things that happens during perimenopause is we begin to feel like we've lost our purpose. We've lost our efficacy. For some of us, we feel like with our children becoming old enough to head off into the world and into their own lives, and they don't need us anymore, then what is there for us? We've lost the sense of our deeper purpose as women. And so getting back into that space and connecting with the earth and with our divine feminine energy, which rests deep in our pelvis, can be very, very helpful for keeping us grounded. And in that grounded space, I have found I'm much more productive. I'm much more clear. I don't have the brain fog that I can get if I'm moving too quickly and watching the world fall to pieces around me. So it feels like, anyways. So staying grounded is so important. And it's a beautiful time for us to dig our toes in the earth, in the sand, in the grass, in that lush green grass of the summertime. And so let me give you some words, some process that you can put to that grounding to help you move through this time and to give you some space to find that, refind that purpose in perimenopause. So this is basically an exercise of the first three chakras, which is the root, the sacral, and the solar plexus chakra. And I'm going to walk you through this. Now, you can do this sitting. You can do this lying down. You can do this as a walking meditation. So really, as long as you have no distraction, then you can do this however you're comfortable. So let's plant your feet flat on the floor. Deep breath. Even better if you can be barefooted. Even better if you can actually be on the earth. But just having your feet planted. I've got socks on this morning because it's a little bit chilly this morning as I'm recording this. But I have my feet firmly planted on the floor underneath my squeaky chair. Taking some nice deep breaths. And when you feel ready, close your eyes. Now, bring your awareness into your abdomen, moving down your spine from the area of your belly button, the spine behind your belly button, moving down to the tailbone, the sacrum, deep breathing. Now move your energy right down deep into the pelvis. Deep, deep, deep into the pelvis to the area called the perineum. It's the area between your anus and your vaginal opening. Nice deep breaths. Sort of as you bring your awareness to the perineum, to your root. This is the root chakra. Nice deep breaths here. Start to feel a warmth or a tingling happening in that area. Again, the space between your anus and your vaginal opening, the perineum, the root chakra. I'm going to call it the root. So here is your root. Here is where the divine and wild feminine lives in you. This is an area for a lot of us that we have lost the connection to, as everything seems to happen in our heads, in our consciousness. Not only are we no longer even in our heart space, but we definitely are staying away from this pelvic space. This is where our power is, ladies. So as you breathe energy into that space, breathe in light, breathe out anything that no longer serves. As you breathe in the light, look around in this area. It's like a sparkly, shiny red room. Red like rubies sparkling in the sunshine. There's so much light in here. Breathe in the light. Breathe out the areas of darkness. In the light. Out the darkness. As you feel that warmth growing, look around. Look around this beautiful, sparkly red ruby room. And you'll notice there are areas that are darker than others. Now I want you to pick up a broom, pick up a feather duster. Maybe it's the broom you rode in on today. Maybe it's the one that's in your closet. For me, I see the curling, the old style curling brooms that my parents and grandparents would use. And start to dust out, sweep out those darker areas. Breathing in the light. Breathing out the dust and dirt. Sweeping in the light. Breathing out the dust. See how those areas get lighter and lighter. Deep in the pelvis, deep in your root chakra. Sweeping, sweeping. Now move to the other areas that are dark. Breathing in the light to those areas, sweeping out the dark. Excellent. And now if you have more areas that seem dark, you can pause this podcast and keep sweeping until the light comes in and honor what comes to mind. Breathing in the light, you are safe. You are secure. Nobody can harm you in this space. It's just you and the light. And anything that comes up, you can let it go and say, thank you, you no longer serve me. I release you lovingly. Sweeping and releasing and letting it go. Letting your power really come to play. Sweeping out the things that no longer serve. And as those dark areas retreat, pick up your broom and start sweeping in a circle, starting from the root, starting from the perineum, sweeping, sweeping, sweeping in a circle all around the pelvis, which is like a bowl. We call it the pelvic bowl. This is the place where you create life in your body. This is the deep seed of the divine feminine within you. Sweeping in a circle, sweeping out the dust, sweeping out what no longer serves, moving your way up and out of the pelvis. That ruby red starts to lighten. It starts to change color to orange, shifting to orange now as you're sweeping. Now you can lay down your broom, and I want you to notice the orange that's emerging from your tailbone. Orange spinning in the circle like a bright sunrise. That orange is spinning like a wheel, spinning, spinning, spinning. deep breathing, watching that orange shimmer and sparkle on the upper lip of your pelvic bowl. Shimmer and sparkle out from the area of your tailbone, out into your abdomen, out into the world. And as that sun sparkles and shimmers and spins, it's blowing off any dust, any dirt, anything in that area that no longer serves. Let it come to play. If it comes to mind, say thank you, I bless you, I release you, keep breathing. All is well. You are safe. This is our safety center, ladies. The sacral chakra is how we feel safe or not feel safe in the world. So just let that orange light shine. Maybe as you're feeling the sunrise come up, it's less of the red and more of the orange coming to play. Think of a beautiful pink orange sunrise. Again, that sun is clearing out any dust and debris. It's bringing so much light to the lower abdomen and upper pelvis. So much light to that area. You're starting to feel light as a feather now as you let go of all of that baggage you've been carrying in these chakras, all of that disconnection, feeling the groundedness now, feeling the divine feminine rising within you, your creative power, breathing and releasing. Now you may see that sun start to turn into maybe a sunflower. Maybe that's what it looks like for you. You know those beautiful sunflowers that are sort of orangey, almost red too, but then they've got those tips of yellow. That's what you're seeing here. That beautiful sunflower spinning, 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 just bright, sunny light emerging in that gorgeous orange tone from your upper pelvis. Keep breathing. Keep your attention on that ball of orange light. Excellent. Remember, anything that comes up that doesn't feel comfortable, say, I bless and release you. It no longer serves you. Breathing in, you're safe. Now we're going to move up to the third chakra, which is the solar plexus, which is your belly button. That's where I want you to bring your energy and attention now, to the space behind your belly button. Breathing into that space, really opening that space. Feel the tension release in there. Excellent. So that orange sunrise from the sacral chakra moving up your spine towards the area behind your belly button where it lands. And now it is a blazing sun in the summer sky. Breathing and releasing into that yellow light, that shimmering, sparkling yellow light from the sun that gives all of us energy and nourishment, vitamin D and life breathing. When you breathe in, imagine you feel that sunshine, that yellow light just flaring up. And when you breathe out, just pushing out any areas of darkness you have in your abdomen. Breathing in the light. Breathing out any areas of darkness. Breathing in the light. And out. You are safe. Sending anything that no longer serves you out, down, down into the earth. Into Mother Earth, she can handle all of that. Let her heal it. It's no longer for you. It no longer serves you. Now feel the life and the energy and the blood flow returning to your pelvic organs, your reproductive organs, your sexual organs, your gut, your bladder, your kidneys, your ureter. Feel that gut healing, all those intestines, that beautiful sunshiny yellow light running through all those meters and meters or feet and inches of your intestines. Healing, 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 sealing that energy. Beautiful yellow light running through those intestines. Now come to your belly button. Imagine your belly button, the space right behind it. And this is where you connect to Mother. This is where you connect to others. other women. This is where you connect to your community, your family. Imagine your belly button as the umbilicus. As you were connected to your mother, this is the way you connect to others. This is a safe space. Stay open here. Release any tension here. This is where trust issues will start to show up. Breathing and releasing anything that no longer serves you. And feel that golden yellow light of the sun. Just clearing that energy, spinning and clearing. Anything here that no longer serves, you can let it go, breathing and releasing. Yes. Just feeling that groundedness and that light energy in the pelvis, in the upper pelvis and tailbone, in the abdomen. Oh man, this is a powerful, powerful, powerful exercise. I hope you're feeling it. I'm totally doing it with you as I'm explaining what I'm seeing in my own mind. So I'm with you, sister. I'm with you. Okay, so now I want you to dial back that beautiful sunshiny energy. Imagine that you're coming now to the sunset and that energy is starting to wane a little bit. And you can let the sun safely go to bed at night. It can dip below the horizon. And now I want you to bring your awareness up your spine to your heart area behind your left breast. Now this area is also your connection area. This should be shimmery green, like dew on the grass. Feeling that energy spin, beautiful. Now come up your spine to your throat. In your throat, there's a gorgeous turquoise gem. This is the throat chakra. It controls communication. Anything you say today will be communicated clearly and lovingly in this beautiful turquoise shimmering energy. Clearing and releasing anything here. This is super powerful for your thyroid. So if you have thyroid issues, pause here, please. And imagine that sparkling, shimmering, swirling turquoise energy at the base of your throat. Clearing any debris. You can clear, breathe and clear any dust and debris in this area too. Now coming back to your spine and traveling up to the area in your mind, in your brain, between your two eyes, the third eye chakra. This is a beautiful indigo color, sparkly white light with the indigo. Imagine that third eye opening between your two eyes, between your eyebrows. Between your eyebrows, you can see the world clearly here. Breathing and releasing anything you can't see in truth. You are safe. And finally, bringing your awareness up to the top of your head in beautiful violet sparkly energy shooting into the atmosphere. This is your life force coming up, the creative life force, traveling up from the divine energy in your pelvis all the way up your spine and blasting out to the world from the top of your head. Beautiful. Breathe. And excellent. Open your eyes. Feel into your fingers and your toes. Keep those feet on the floor. Oh my goodness. Beautiful. Beautiful. Such beautiful energy in that. I hope that serves you. Gosh knows, whoever's coming to me in my office today is going to get such a joyful and powerful version of Dr. Lovely today. So if it's you, lucky you. I hope you do this exercise daily. I hope you feel the power in it. Know that women are the creative force, and powerful women are being called forward right now to help serve the world, which is hurting. So be the best version of yourself. I hope this exercise has helped you as much as it's helped me this summer. And as always, I'd love to hear how you're doing. Find us on the Facebook page, Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast page on Facebook. And website is, as always, drlovely.expert. And until next time, be well, sisters. You're in my heart. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
Is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.